Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, my favorite bitches. Very excited to talk my shit.
So excited. I'm so excited for the rest of the season, this cast trip, which we've seen little previews for, which we're inching closer to the cast trip.
At the infamous Bermuda trip, that I feel the whole trailer was mostly about, and we're not even there yet. And the whole season has
I
been
know.
flawless. It's been great. Like, this is the same season that Meredith said, "You can leave." Like, this is the same season. You know, it's wild that we're, 9, 10 episodes in, and we just still have so much more to go. It also is the best time of the year to have the show. You know, it just feels perfect with the coldness and watching our Salt Lake City queens just rip each other apart. But yeah, there's a lot to talk about. I want to start by talking about Lisa and Whitney. Getting together and really, I mean, this is our first time seeing a little bit of a rift between them being close, and this is all coming about this Lisa and Angie situation. You know, that Lisa is feeling so betrayed by Angie because she was defending Angie against Monica, and Angie's being like, "Oh, you're mad I'm taking Monica's side." She's like, "There's no side to take. It's literally I took your side." But I really like Whitney and Lisa's friendship, that Whitney can feel like she can shoot it to Lisa straight. It's nice. It's good to see it.
Yeah, because I love Lisa, but I do think sometimes she needs a little bit of a check, a little bit here and there. Because sometimes we've all like kind of gone off on our own tangents, and you just need a friend to be like, all right, take a breather. This is actually what's happening. You need to be put in your place a little bit. So I do like their friendship a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Whitney and her, it's not even that. Like, I don't think that Whitney even is doing what Angie's doing. You know, like, Lisa's not upset with Whitney necessarily at this point. It's more so she's just mad about Angie, which I still am. I'm with that. I see a lot of people online being anti-Lisa right now and feeling like Lisa, especially with the stuff with Angie, and Monica, is like, "Oh, Lisa's doing the most." I mean, Lisa's being Lisa, but Monica did insinuate that Angie's husband was having an affair. She also having multiple affairs. And she also was not. I did not get the sense, and I know we talked about this, but I did not get the sense that it was that Angie and Monica were friends before the show. You know, like, that's what they were telling us. Like, that's why Angie was so hurt that Monica was acting like this with her. And it's because Monica was acting a certain way. You know, like, no one's making that up. I don't know where Angie's just choosing to forget that and being like, "Lisa, I don't see why you're upset." Why are you not upset anymore?
Well, and you and I had this discussion when this whole rumor shit came out, was Monica was not denying any of this or saying, "Holy shit, I heard this like really nasty rumor." Like, the second Whitney heard it, she was like, "No, we need to tell Monica this is, or Angie, what's going
Angie.
on." She was like, "Well, there's rumor that this is going on," and she was still like
So
almost
everybody
smug,
knows that.
like
Everyone's heard that.
proud to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I really hope at the reunion, because all this shit is aired now by the time the reunion, because they just filmed it like a week or two ago, the reunion.
Just last week, I think. Like,
Yeah. So I really do hope she gets called on her shit for this.
yeah. And I'm assuming they she does because it seems like everyone was banded together.
And we've said too, I think the reason why Lisa was going so hard for Angie too was because she knows what it was like to where no one had her back and the rumors were just being spread about her and her marriage. So, and I think she's upset that, oh yeah, so now Angie just forgives her all of a sudden. So
Yeah, I don't know. But I am living for Heather and Lisa. I'm very pleased about this.
it took what we're on season five now, four,
Yep,
five,
four.
for them to finally realize that their Mormon upbringing was different, and that's okay.
That's what we've been saying, you know? It's
That's
like
really
no
their
one's
whole
better than the
beef.
other. But I think it's more so a Heather being feeling like she can't be the good time girl or feel, and I think that's why the good time girl comment was so like hurtful to her because, which is what she kind of said, you know, back then,
Well,
season one is like she wanted to be that girl, which is kind of what Lisa is, because Lisa chose to live both lives. And Heather just needs to be brave enough to do it, you know? Like you can live that. You can do whatever you want, but you can't go back to what you had because they won't allow it. You have to create your own thing, you know?
I think they're so much of their beef was, Heather being upset that like she couldn't do the things that Lisa did, and Lisa's being so nonchalant, like, no, like as a Mormon, I can do that. Where I also don't think Lisa was understanding like the way Heather felt, and that like, okay, you're being kind of braggy, and it's someone who did not get to experience all the stuff that you did, it might be a little hurtful. But they finally said it. Like, that was down to the core of why Lisa and Heather didn't like each other, was because of this. And about time they squashed that beef.
Yes, like it her inviting Heather inviting Lisa over and having all the fast food. I loved it. Heather defending Lisa at the pioneer themed lunch was like a whole turnaround. I mean, I really, because we've seen them make up before, but not really make up. I mean, it's never been as genuine as this makeup. But I mean, it took a lot. I mean, Heather invited Lisa to come to the book reading and do that singing and that little rap, which I was not that cringed out by it. Okay. Like, it's what I expected from Lisa Barlow in the
Yes.
environment. But like, Monica being just a rude ass bitch during it was like rude to actually Heather, too, you know? Like,
Yeah. I do not understand all the Monica love, and maybe I'm just
there's
a
a
freaking
lot of it.
hater,
There's a lot
but
of it. It's the same as like there's a lot of Jin Shah love. Like I feel like it's the same. It's the group of people that
the same,
love
Monica and Jen
Jin.
are the same, are very similar.
Isn't it interesting that she hated Jin and all this? But now, you know, oh, I see why Jin hated, didn't have anything nice to say about Heather and Lisa, even though Jin's all a liar and Jin didn't pay
And that's what
you.
I don't
And
get.
what is
Why are
it?
you bringing up nothing that Jen Shah has ever said has any merit to me at all anymore? I don't believe a single thing that she
Nope.
said. All this,
I actually believe the opposite.
all the secrets that apparently Monica has that Jen told her. Monica, at some point, weren't you thinking in your head, fuck, this girl's been scamming some elderly people for decades, and then she lied about being not guilty and knew she was really guilty, so she pled guilty. Wouldn't you think, man, maybe all this shit she told me might not be true? Like
There's
bringing up Jen Shah to back up why you don't like Heather is a bad look.
It's a
It's in poor
very
taste.
bad look. Yeah, especially when we know as the most annoying part about Heather is how fucking loyal she was to Jen Shaw. Like, that's the other thing. You know, you want to talk all this shit about Heather, but you cannot tell me that Heather was not there for Jen. You can't tell me that Heather was a bad friend to Jen and that Jen had anything bad to say about Heather when Heather literally got punched in the eye and didn't say shit about it. Heather took so much shit for Jen the entire time. So I, yeah, you lost me there. There's a lot with Monica that I'm like, it's hard because I do believe that we've seen her mom. I feel like she really had a tough childhood. I believe that. I believe that she, that because of all that, that's what why she probably had a really young pregnancy. The whole thing with her and her firstborn's dad, because if I he did he just she left him, right? Because he was
She found
drugs or pills or
drugs.
whatever,
Yeah.
and just never looked back. I'm not trying to put judgment on here, but like I'm putting a little bit of judgment. She was really young, so you know, whatever, and I wasn't there. But that's really how that worked out. Like you literally, and it
Tell the
was
full truth.
never.
I wanted a little more of the full truth. And also, then you are with the guy who you were married with then, who seemed like he took your kids in with your firstborn with open arms, and you cheat on him with his
That the one that she cheated
brother-in-law.
on?
I think
Okay.
so. Like,
Yeah.
that's pretty ugly. I'm sorry.
I just like, I mean, just because you take care of your kids doesn't mean you got to be with them, but you're gonna do them like that, you know? Like, I'm still just on, where's this first dad? Like, why are we just not, like, you think. It drives me nuts when parents think that that's the best, like it is best for your kid to not be in an environment where there's drugs, like obviously, but like to just, oh, you pull out the picture. She's seen this before, but she has no idea who her dad is. It's like, she's, why are you making some effort on this end as well? I mean, I don't get this. Not saying that he would be open to it or he's in the right place, but like, why are you dusting off these old ass pictures that you have shown her before, which is also like a little weird that you're doing this for the camera.
Feel bad for the daughter.
Yeah. That's what
She
I'm,
looked
that's all I'm.
uncomfortable.
And she's like, Bree's seen these before. I was like, then why are you talking to her like she hasn't in this moment? Like, this is your dad. And because my mom, she didn't give me that with my dad. So my therapist told me to always be honest. Bitch, shut up. And you keep trying to squeeze out a fucking tear. It ain't happening. Sometimes I see a tear, but not
People
many.
can call Lisa fake all they want, but that was the most staged thing I've ever seen on reality TV.
Whew, and we've seen a lot. Just not seem, and I feel bad because I think that Brie had real emotions. I'd say that Monica does have real emotions. But this was not a genuine, hey, let me just show you. Because also the way she said, this is the whole reason why she went and grabbed the pictures. And me and Jake were watching this at the same time together. And I was like, because it was Bree's prom or formal or whatever. And she said, have I, oh, and I said, she's about to go show. She said, I was prom queen or homecoming queen. And I was like, she's about to go show pictures. And she's like, hold on a second. And she goes, like, oh my God. Because it's so, like, it's the Monica show. And you want to show her. And then at this, I want you to have the binder of her, about her dad. And it's like, I get you're trying to be open for the show, but like at the expense of your kids' privacy and
Exactly.
life, it's really weird.
Your kids in high school, and you're putting your family's dirty laundry and her dad, biological dad's dirty laundry. I mean, You don't
And have
have
you
to
even
have your.
checked in on her biological dad? You know, like this would have been better if there was more to it of like, I felt so bad. It's been 10 years, but you know, I've tried reaching out. He never wrote back, or you know, just something more. And like, and I feel regretful because I know I was mad at my mom with my dad. And it's like, why are you acting like showing her picture so that she knows who her dad is? That doesn't mean shit. Like, cause you can see what he looks like. I mean, Mon I just she thought she was doing some, I'm not saying she's a bad mom, because I think that her kids seem to love her. But she thought she was getting like an award
Doing
here,
something,
you know,
yeah.
doing something. When yeah, no, you need to get together for real. But her mom is a major issue, and her bringing back the car, and oh my God, I was like, get this bitch out of here.
I will say her mom does make for interesting
Great
TV
TV. Great
because
TV. She reminds me very much of Ramona Singer, who I know you don't know who that is,
she's
but
just very not self-aware at all.
not at all. She needs to be a housewife, but she's too broke.
Yeah.
Too broke.
Which I do kind of flash jumping forward. I do appreciate that Lisa, as much as I don't care for Monica, finally apologized
Yes.
for saying, like, okay, the one time I saw her being good doesn't validate or negate your feelings, which
Yep.
I did have issues with some of that shit where Lisa, you don't know the dynamics. You can still not like Monica. That's fine. But
Yeah.
don't bring up her mom because you don't know the dynamics there.
Like
You
we'd be
know,
talking shit about Monica, but we would never, I
I
would
think her
never
mom's,
say her mom is the reason why she is the way she is. And
she
I
put
feel
her through
bad
some
for her.
hell, clearly.
Yeah. Clearly. But yeah, that was a real low blow from Lisa, but I like that she genuinely apologized for that. Before we get into the Pioneer lunch, because that's so great, can we talk about Mary and Heather getting lunch? I died when Heather said, I'm waiting for the time to use this. When she said that Grandpa Joe only gets out of bed for two things, to go see Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory and Miriam Cosby's house. I'm like, I love that.
No, I mean, when Mary asks you to come to her house, you go because you need to see what the hell that place really
what's
looks
hiding in those
like.
closets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She still took a reading from Mary, but she did it so she could see what the hell goes on at that house. And I keep seeing like shit on Twitter that, why would Mary be nice to these girls when they talk so poorly about her church? It's like, this
Oh,
is
for
the
Cole?
like, this is this. Mary's always been like this. She's always been rude. It has nothing to do, like, since season one, she said nasty, nasty things to people. So this has nothing to do with seasons that aired before. And her issue with Heather, I don't think Heather said anything that bad in her book either.
Heather's been the nicest one to her, which has always been what's the funniest thing to me. Heather's one of the ones that tries to kiss her ass to hopefully be on her good side, and she still calls her fat or inbred, you know, like you can't win with Mary.
No.
And any Mary Cosby defender online that's over here talking about like, oh, she has every right to be upset because of how they talk about her church, get the fuck out of here. Because unless you're saying, oh, Mary's good TV when she's really mean, like I enjoy watching her be kind of mean because like I get that vibe. But you cannot sit here with a straight face and say that
she's some poor
it's all
innocent.
deserved because of how they talk about her cult. Her cult. She they're all in a cult when you kind of think about it, but she is a cult leader. There's a difference.
Yeah.
She's a cult, they're followers. She's a cult leader. I'm sorry. Like she
And
is
they made up all
not,
the,
no.
and it was Jen and or Whitney, they were the ones that came out with the stories from actual people from the church where she's berating them. This is Mary
Yeah.
Cosby, true and true. Off camera, on camera, this is who she is.
Yeah.
She's probably actually a little nicer on camera than she is off, which is not, it was just saying something because she's not nice.
Well, and I feel like if this sit down with her and Heather, it was obvious to me that she does want the cameras there. You know, like she wants to be, but just like she what it's weird. Because you don't think that.
She's a church cult leader. Yes, she wants
Yeah, she wants the
everything
attention.
on
And
her.
she loves that people think she's so funny, you know? But she, I don't know. She does. She's good TV. I hate it. She is good
She
TV,
is.
but she's
I
not a
get it.
good housewife. She's a friend of, but she's not even a friend of. So it's hard. Like, where does she fit? I don't see where she fits on the show necessarily. She doesn't want to go to shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But before we get into Pioneer Day, we need to talk about the podcast too. We need to talk about
Oh my God, I
Hanging by a
forgot about
Thread.
that. Oh boy.
First, I was actually moved by Meredith's talking about the post-nup, about why she wanted a not a prenup, but a post-nup with Seth because of how the laws are in Salt Lake City, and she was worried about the kids with custody. I actually, that's a really real thing, and their relationship wasn't good. I died that it wasn't recording. And I
It
wanted, and I wanted so badly to go and see if they, one, saw their podcast up, two, if they did, if they went, if they try to retell that, because they probably
was
did. Also, so they bring in Whitney and Justin, which LOL that Whitney said, so hanging by a thread, what did you all have us here? Because we're hanging by a thread, or like, what are you trying to say? Yeah, because the podcast name is really weird, Meredith. Like, you shouldn't be giving relationship advice if your marriage is quote unquote hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
But what the fuck that
Sorry, but
Justin? Oh, go ahead.
no one on here is good at naming their shit. It's
Anything.
so bad. I will
All their
say,
shit is weird. Vita Scott.
besides Heather's book, Bad Mormon, I'll give her that.
Like that. I think it's like Bad Santa. I'm like, give me like something original.
Than
Vita.
Prism.
Great. Prism event. And what was her not the
She had like
Whitney Wild Rose beauty, but she had the is two words. I
something
cannot.
in ivory,
Barrel.
didn't
Oh yeah. So yeah, I said something in barrel. I don't know. Weird shit. Whitney's the worst at naming stuff. At least Heather's
is.
beauty lab and laser makes sense. Whatever.
You know what it is. You know, you get it.
Yeah. What is Meredith's isn't just Meredith Marks her line?
I think so.
I don't know. But what the fuck about Whitney and Justin getting caught by HR with her under his desk, sucking his dick, is what I'm assuming they were saying. Like, what? Or they were having sex and she hid underneath the desk. I'm like, how did she still have a job? What?
Because he was her boss, remember?
Oh my God. It's just nuts that they're like, I'm also. Speaking on the Whitney and Justin, Whitney does not want Justin. The fact that Whitney said that he, you know, that I don't believe that humans are supposed to be monogamous, which by the way, I've been watching Sister Wives completely like almost caught up, which is ridiculous because there's like 12, 14, 15
Lot of
seasons.
seasons.
And they're fucking nuts. But she said, I don't think it's natural. She's like, it's really hard. It's really hard. She's telling that to Angie, who is actually, I'm like, Angie, this is not a good look that everyone was worried that your husband is cheating and
Right.
y'all can't even talk on a date. Like, y'all don't even know what to say to each other. It's like, this
Yeah,
is
it's
not
not a good
good.
look.
But yeah.
Which is so funny. It'd be one thing if this was something that we've heard for the last several seasons from Whitney. But at first, as we're so in love, we're just can't keep our hands off of each other. And now it's,
Yeah, the paint.
I
Yeah.
mean, she told the story about when Justin's dad died. I'm like, is he gonna speak on this podcast at
Oh
all?
my
Like,
goodness, I
that's a moment
know.
for him, and he stayed completely silent. Not even like, yeah, it was really amazing of what, or maybe he did, I can't remember, but it was very like, okay, this is really weird. There, it's a couple podcasts, but only she is doing all the talking, as if she's like overcompensating.
Which she
For
definitely
sure.
is. That when she said what she said about being there for him when his dad passed and how he couldn't be there and she was there and she took care of his dad. I thought that was a very sweet thing. But I was also like, can we hear from Justin? Like, they have issues.
We thought Seth and Meredith a couple seasons. No, this is
And I really think it has a lot to do with, I mean, the show, his age. I mean, the kids are
she's
getting a little
working.
bit older. She's working.
He's not
She's
coming home
seeing,
to his doting housewife that has everything together. She's out doing her own shit.
yeah, when she said that, as soon as we first got married, I was dinner cooked in lingerie waiting in bed. And I'm like, what the fuck? Which for y'all don't know, I'm married now. I just got married.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what am I supposed to be like, what the fuck is that? Like, is that what happens? You get married and you're supposed to turn into this whole new person. And that's what she basically outed herself in that moment of like, yeah, I basically like they were in this honeymoon phase because he was married to somebody else, or they both were. They're both married to other people, having affairs with each other. And it's like this lust, this high of doing. I'm not saying they don't love each other and like you could fall in love with that, but like the basis
But
of it, I mean, it burns out quickly. And especially
well,
when you get rid of a lot of stuff, like his cushiony job, moving things around.
and I think when you kind of have these from where the area they're from too, traditional, where man works, the woman kind of keeps quiet. I mean, this is basically what Heather said her life was like before she got divorced. And Whitney, I think since being on the show, is probably way, way more outspoken and bold now.
Yeah,
So,
way more.
and
Yeah,
not every
I
man is okay with an independent woman.
Yeah. And I know Justin will say, oh, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. And I think that he is chill, but he's still just older, like an older guy. She's getting a lot of attention with this show and she's looking better and better. I mean, to be honest, whether it's injections or not, she looks
Yeah.
good. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, let's talk about this Pioneer themed lunch because this had me rolling on the floor. Meredith Marks shaking this damn butter because she taught her kids to never quit actually made me laugh. See, like she said it at first, but what made me laugh is seeing her
Every
still
scene
shaking
after.
it the whole time. And I'm like, and we never saw butter. Like, we never
So I
saw
was
butter.
like,
Like,
so the 6 minutes you were totally wrong with Heather because it's been like 60 plus.
yeah, I'm like, how long do they need to shake this for? But the best part, I think, was who's on your wagon? There's too much weight. Who do you
You
throw off your wagon?
sly dog, Heather. This, I want to get everyone together and happy to go on a cast trip, and then pulls the worst game you could possibly play with a group of people that may or may not be friends.
So who are you gonna throw off, Lisa? Well, since I am a supporter of women, I don't want to get rid of any of you women, but if I had to choose one, Monica, since you're the nastiest to women, it's
She
gonna be
went
you.
in for the kill with
Right
that.
off the bat. And you know, Monica is hitting it right back at her. They're both going back and forth. Monica starts mocking her, you know, that's not your real voice, whatever. And a little escalated. I think Monica does this thing where one, she's just obnoxious and she's loud, whatever. She's loud like how Jen's loud, you know, like that, like, ugh, girl, like shut up. So we don't really have loud people in this group necessarily, but she starts yelling, you know, like you're nasty on the inside, you're ugly, like whatever, just dumb shit she's saying. And they're like telling her to like, Monica, like chill out, like stop yelling. And she's like, the hypocrisy, the hypocrisy. And Heather takes her away, which this is like what this part I love of the show, because if they were all ganging up on her in that moment, Heather would not have stepped away with her and talked to her. Lisa would not have come over and sincerely apologized. Like Heather's like, what? What? Like it was tit for tat. You both were going back and forth. Like she's like, and I get where Monica's saying, you know, it's annoying because like she was saying stuff, but y'all are telling me to be quiet. It's like my mom. But like you were the one getting a little extra with it, but you both need to be quiet. Like, let's be like they both need to be quiet. So I understood what she was saying. Like, why am I getting most of the energy, you know? But Lisa apologized, right? For what she should have apologized for. But Monica said, and she said, is that where I missed? And Monica goes, I don't know. Like, you don't even know why you don't even like her. You don't even know why you're mad at her. You don't even know what you want her to apologize for.
Because you already didn't like her before the mom shit. You were pissed at her because she was pissed that she lost a $60,000 ring.
You didn't like her before then.
Yeah.
Like, it was all. So like Lisa didn't have a chance with Monica. So
No.
they go back to the table, which also we didn't say this. I don't know if I said this when they were okay, my hands down favorite part of the episode. And Heather is actually my favorite of the episode. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. When she asked who are you throwing off your wagon? And they started going back and forth, and she just like goes like down into her chair, and she's just like watching, like her eyes are squinted, and she's just like, oh, like this beautiful drama that she just
Like
set up, you
she
know?
knew she was crafting a great
I
episode of
like, why
TV.
are we doing this? We didn't like this is not what I wanted to do, you know, whatever, but this is what you wanted. But when Monica comes back, Heather's like, okay, like really, the last thing is that we want to go on a girls' trip. Monica and I picked the place together. We came up with this together. And mind you, they showed that flashback of Heather and Monica getting together and Heather saying, there is one thing, like, gotta invite everyone. We want to invite Lisa. And she goes, it's fine. She's like, but you need to apologize. It's fine. Like, so fucking fake.
She's such a flip-flopper.
Yeah, like actually being real. This is the most real I've seen Heather, ever. And I love that she calls out Monica for having no energy. And she's like, this is for you. Like, you're the one who goes to Bermuda with that used to go to Bermuda with your
This is your
grandmother over the
root.
summers.
This
Like,
is for you, because you talked about it for this last episode.
it's for your birthday. And they said, why is there a skull? Because we're all gonna go home to hell where we all belong. Like, what is wrong with you? Everyone's
Like,
like,
it wasn't the line that you thought it was gonna be. I'm sorry.
And then she starts crying, you know? It's I feel like Monica is dealing with a lot more than whatever the fuck just happened, and that's what's showing. And I feel bad for her. She's got four, five, whatever many fucking kids, dealing with the baby fathers. A lot of the shit that she deals with is her own doing, but most of it comes from her fucked up childhood that I blame her mom for. But Monica needs real hardcore therapy and also needs to be held accountable for when she acts up and acts like an asshole. And I think that Heather doing exactly what she did here is what a true friend would do to her, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Heather was sticking up for Lisa, but more so, I think she was just calling out Monica. Like, because it wasn't really about, like she said, like, you came after her too. Like, we were all here. Don't come like we all are coming after you, like, and crying, you know? Like, that's not gonna work. Like, I have your back. Like, I like you, but don't do that. So it's nice to see people starting to shift, but I mean, is this what causes Monica to do the whole lawsuit or whatever it is with, because that's what it is. Like, Monica has a lawsuit out with, or she hasn't paid. I don't remember what it is with Beauty Lab.
She hasn't paid, and Beauty Laser Lab was like suing.
Oh, they're suing her. Why did I think she was suing them too? Yeah. Okay, well, I'm excited to see what we're gonna get between, because they're the first two chairs. It's Heather and Monica, actually. So
So I was not expecting Heather, so that makes me think she's got some big episodes.
I think it's all kind of come from the Bermuda trip. I mean, probably started from this time, because she had Lisa's back and went against her, and I think that that's all it's going to take. But it's something that Meredith says, something that Meredith tells Monica, or that Monica told Meredith. I don't know. I need to know.
There's that one scene like in the bathroom crying too, which I can't remember everything
Yeah.
that was said.
I know. And I also don't want to like rely on those, because you know how many times I've been burned. I'm always like, oh, maybe so and so's pregnant. Maybe so and so is getting a divorce. Maybe so and so's cheating. Like, it's all a fucking lie. So, but that's on tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, Tuesday. Damn. Damn. It's okay. But yeah, Heather is my favorite of the episode, hands down.
I'm gonna go
And
with
I
the Heather
never
too.
give her the favorite. But this is my favorite season of her. And it's no Jen. I mean, that look what happens when you're out from Jen Shaw's asshole. Look how bright you shine.
Because Jen Shaw's a bad person, and you don't want to be.
Bad person. And Heather's not.
You don't want to be aligned. You're like just as good as the company you keep, or whatever they say. So.
Yep. What she said. But yeah, anything else from the episode that you want to talk about?
No, really excited for this next episode, the rest of the season. Haven't heard a peep about the reunion, so I'm also excited about that. I'm
I
sure
know
it'll
it's
be a
really
three-parter.
long, because he posted, Andy posted like it getting out at like 9 or 10 p.m. and he was late for dinner reservations. And I also saw
Which.
that all the ladies besides Monica were together at BravoCon before the reunion. And after the reunion, Heather posted something and all the women were like loving it and liking it and talking on it. So everyone thinks that it's everyone versus Monica at the reunion, but we'll see. Can't wait. How many episodes do you think we have left of this season? I remember how many episodes were in the last season.
I can't remember either, but I would think maybe like three episodes after tomorrow's, maybe. I don't know. Because
I
I know
just, yeah, they
they
don't
don't
do super
film
long, but
the reunion too,
yeah, it's
like,
usually like 3 or 4 weeks.
yeah.
Yeah.
And I know in the past they've given them all like the last few episodes, like right before the
Yeah.
episode airs, or
Yeah.
before the reunion films.
It seems like it's just going so quick because we're just having
I
fun.
know.
But yeah, so we just finished rehashing the last two episodes of Survivor. We will be rehashing Southern Charm as well soon. We didn't have an episode last week, but we'll have one this week. We'll probably just double those two up. And then we also have Southern Hospitality coming back, which is really exciting. And if you haven't watched season one of it, watch it. It's Leva's businesses and the people that work at Leva's clubs and restaurants are the cast. Very much like early Vanderpump, as Leah said in our last episode. It's great. And I see season two just really taking off. So I'm happy that we started with season one. But anything else before we go?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.